When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
You may have seen the story in the paper or heard it here on the radio, but the headline in the paper today is toy manufacturer sues Trump administration over tariffs. It's Learning Resources, the Vernon Hills company, once again at it. They were the ones who actually ended up canceling. The court did, but it was their case. The first batch of tariffs, we remember that. The president said, all right, just before a new batch of tariffs were set to lapse, he said that we will impose tariffs on virtually all of the rest of the world, like 99% of the people we would import things from, because of child labor practices. To talk a little bit about it once again as a senior vice president at Learning Resources, I appreciate you joining us again. This is Stephen Woldenberg, Senior VP of Sales for Learning Resources. Stephen, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So just catch me up. I mean, that's sort of my ballpark description of where we are and why we are. What's going on with you guys?
Yep. So on Friday, our company's Learning Resources and Hand to Mind, in partnership with our co-plaintiff, HMTX Industries, who's a flooring manufacturer based out of Connecticut, another family business like ours, filed a complaint in the Court of International Trade challenging the recent imposition of the Section 301 tariffs that went into effect at 12:01 Eastern Standard Time on Friday.
Yeah. What does that mean to your business if those stick?
It's just another tax. It's another tax on us as American business. And ultimately, this tax is passed along to consumers. And so it raises prices for consumers. It raises costs for us as a business, creates more uncertainty. And above all, we think that what the Trump administration has done here is, once again, illegal.
I'll get to that in a minute. It would go to 12.5% tariff on imports. That's your business. You have items that are manufactured overseas. They come into the United States for you to sell or stores to sell. We buy them, so somebody's got to pay the 12.5%. Is it currently 10%, though, and it's a 2.5% increase, or is it a brand new 12.5% increase?
Yeah, so after we won our case at the Supreme Court on February 20th, the Trump administration immediately moved to enact Section 122 tariffs, which is what they said was a result of a balance of payments issue. And that was a 10% tariff globally. That only could last 150 days. And so the 150 days lapsed on July 24th. And so on July 24th, they enacted Section 301 tariffs that range between 10% or 12.5%. Depending on the country or economy around the world. And so it stayed at 10% from Section 122 tariffs through to Section 301.
Right.
It might have increased this to another 2.5%. It just sort of depended about the country where you manufacture.
Right, but you've been paying that additional 10% for the last 6 months. But maybe in theory, that would lapse, and then you would get an additional 10% discount, if you will. Then you would be paying no tariffs, if I understand correctly. And so as to forestall that, they said, no, we're now going to enforce a new tariff based on child labor law. Is that right?
Yeah, forced labor. So, and they're talking about additional tariffs down the road as well under Section 301. And ultimately, we think that this was this investigation, which is required under Section 301, was preordained. So under Section 301 theory, there needs to be a comprehensive country-specific investigation that involves consultation with those countries, as well as the American business community, to better understand what are the specific issues that countries are the countries have that are impacting American consumers and businesses. In this case, that didn't occur. And so we don't think what the Trump administration did here was legal.
Yeah. Well, it seems as though they're just patching together other options so as to keep the tariff revenue coming. I mean, what a coincidence that all of a sudden we've discovered that 99.4% of the imports are from countries that have forced child labor. So that seems to be pretty thin, and I don't know how a court would rule on that, but it would seem to me, look, nobody's for forced child labor. If they're doing that in China or India or somewhere, then we should address that. But this doesn't seem to be that. Do you have any expectation as to how this case will go?
Well, we'll see. We filed on Friday, and there's a process that will take place over the coming weeks and months, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there. But I am with you that this was really not about forced labor. We, of course, have a moral opposition to forced labor. We all do. But this was really about raising taxes on us as Americans, and it certainly was no coincidence that they ended their investigation on Section 301 tariffs just 12 hours before the Section 122 tariffs
yes.
lapsed.
Yeah, I get it, and I'm sure the judge will too. And I don't know how a judge would rule on that. Perhaps they would allow this because perhaps there is some forced labor out there, child labor, and this is just a means to a greater end down the road. So that would be the most generous interpretation, but that really wouldn't be the law. That would be a boost for the administration. It would not be the interpretation, as it seems to be pretty plain.
Yeah, and we think this was a sham from the beginning. This investigation was decided before it began. This was really an effort to put Humpty Dumpty back together after February 20th when it all fell apart. And so Section 122 tariffs were a bridge to get to Section 301, and the Section 301 results were decided before the investigation began, and that's not what Section 301 is about. In the previous 46 years where Section 301 has been in place, there are approximately 130 investigations that occurred. All at once, within a two-day span, the administration in February opened 75 Section 301 investigations. They all were decided on the exact same day with almost the exact same tariff rates. And so we do not think this investigation was legitimate from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. This probably speaks to the president's impatience or just how they're struggling to find a way to make the tariffs stick. But the president is famously impatient, and so not infrequently they will just sort of cut to the chase rather than going through the steps. The fact that they were trying to subpoena the information from Wall Street Journal reporters. Was it Wall Street Journal reporters or was it New York Times reporters? But the judge ended up throwing the case out, saying that there is a process, you need to go through it, and you have not demonstrated that you sought other means to find the sources of this information. You can't just automatically pull these reporters before a grand jury. But they were in a hurry, so they went quickly and skipped steps. That seems to be what's happening here. Of the $12 million that you had to pay in tariffs previously, you told us last time we spoke that you were getting that money back. How much have you reclaimed?
Yes, we've reclaimed about 90% up to this point. There's still some entries that are trailing, but the process went pretty smoothly. And, Customs and Border Patrol, which was responsible for administering it, did a good job working in good faith to process payments swiftly for manufacturers like ourselves.
So really, did a check arrive in the mail or an account got bonused? How does that happen?
It came in a few different chunks, but ultimately, we received the money back in our accounts.
Yeah. How much business do you all do? How many people are employed under your umbrella? I know a lot of your manufacturing is overseas, but can you just give me some numbers about the scope or size of your business, Learning Resources?
Yeah, so between Learning Resources and Hand to Mind, we have about 500 employees globally. We have offices in Vernon Hills, as well as outside Los Angeles and Buffalo, New York, and in the UK, about 45 minutes north of Cambridge. We're a mission-driven business. Our mission is we bring learning to life, and ultimately, we would much prefer to focus on fulfilling our mission, and that's what we're hoping this complaint leads to.
Okay, one last question then. Do you know what happens next? Like, you filed this complaint. What's the next step? What's your timeline? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, we'll have our day in court, and from there, we're optimistic that the Court of International Trade will view this case the same way that we do. So we'll have to see, but we're in the early days here because we filed our complaint on Friday.
You ever imagine that you would be such an expert on international trade, tariffs, laws, stuff like that? I don't know. Maybe that is part of your wheelhouse, but you really have been steeped in this, haven't you?
We certainly have. It wasn't something that we dreamed up wanting to do at the beginning of 2025, but we're happy to stand up for ourselves and our employees and all of our customers, whether it be teachers or educators or parents all around the world. So, we want to stand up for them and the rule of law.
It's nice to talk to you today, Stephen. Let's stay in touch. We'll follow the case, as I know you will be too. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Stephen Waldenberg is a senior VP of sales for Learning Resources Brands. They're out of Vernon Hills and elsewhere, as you just heard.